Bedtime Stories is recorded and produced in the Coastside Buzz Studios by Michelle Dragony.
Scaredy Mouse by Alan MacDonald, illustrated by Tim Warnes. First published in the United States by Tiger Tales in 2002. In a small hole behind a closet under the stairs, there lived a large family of mice. The youngest was called Squeak. Squeak was a small mouse, a scared mouse, a stay-at-home mouse. One evening, Squeak was woken up by his sister, Nibbles. "Let's go to the kitchen," she said. "I've just seen something yummy. A chocolate cake as big as a wheel." Squeak loved chocolate, but he was very scared. "What if I get lost?" he worried. "What if we meet the big ginger cat with green eyes?" "The ginger cat's asleep," said Nibbles, "and I know how to keep you from getting lost." Nibbles found a big ball of string and tied one end around Squeak. "There," she said. "All you have to do is follow the string and you'll find your way home." They scurried out of the mouse hole and into the dark, shadowy hall. Squeak kept close to Nibbles, trailing string behind him. But as they crossed the hall, Squeak saw a long, stripy tail.
"It's the cat! It's the cat!" he cried.
Squeak ran this way and that, willy-nilly round and back. "Don't be silly," said Nibbles.
"It's only a scarf."
Squeak slowly came out of his hiding place. Nibbles and Squeak scampered to the dining room, under the table and under the chairs. But just as Squeak was about to eat a cookie crumb, he saw two eyes gleaming in the dark.
"It's the cat! It's the cat!" he cried.
Squeak ran his way in that, willy-nilly round and back. "Don't be silly," said Nibbles. "It's only a toy." Squeak smiled nervously. They crept into the den, past the fireplace, and past the ticking clock. Suddenly, Squeak froze in his tracks. There, peeping above the edge of the armchair, was a head with two sharp ears.
"It's the cat! It's the cat!" he cried.
Squeak ran this way and that, willy-nilly round and back. "Don't be silly," said Nibbles. "It's only a pillow."
"Silly me," said Squeak.
The two mice tiptoed into the kitchen, across the floorboards and past the cupboard. Squeak peeped inside. He shivered and shook. There in the shadows, something was furry.
"It's the cat! It's the cat!"
he cried. Squeak ran this way and that, willy-nilly round and back. "Don't be silly," said Nibbles. "It's only a feather duster."
"Phew," sighed Squeak.
Just then, Nibbles spotted the chocolate cake on top of the fridge. It did not take them long to find their way up to it. Soon their paws and whiskers were sticky with chocolate.
"Yummy," said Nibbles. "I could eat this all day."
Squeak was a hungry mouse, but also a worried mouse, a scared mouse, a want-to-go-home mouse. So Nibbles scrambled down the fridge, and Squeak and the cake followed. They heaved the cake across the floor, but just as they reached the door, a shadow fell across their path.
"It's the cat! It's the cat!"
cried Squeak. "Don't be silly," said Nibbles. "It's only
the cat! Run, Squeak! Eek!"
Squeak ran this way and that, willy-nilly round and back. The big ginger cat narrowed his eyes, opened his claws, and pounced. But the cat found himself caught in a web of string. The more he struggled, the more he became tangled, until soon he was tied up like a fat ginger package. A mad cat, a sad cat, a feeling like a fool cat. Squeak was no longer a small mouse or a scared mouse. He was as bold as a lion mouse. And the next time he met the big ginger cat, he just said,
"Boo!"
The end.